Good morning. We'll go through some of the halachas of some of the minhagim of Avelis and Tisha B'Av and the halachas of Siddur Mamsekes. So during Tisha B'Av we sit on the ground until Chatzos of the day of Tisha B'Av. This is not connected to the Tainus of Tisha B'Av. This is connected to the morning of Tisha B'Av. M-O-U-R-I-N-G, morning Avelis of Tisha B'Av. Once the afternoon comes, and that's already a time where there's some element of Nechama for Klai, so we only say Nachem in Shmon Esrei in the afternoon, because the fact that the Baruch Hashem poured out his anger and punishment on the Mikdash and not on Klai, so is a source of Nechama for Klai, because Klai will be able to be rebuilt, as opposed to the Mikdash remaining standing and Klai being destroyed. So at that point, there's an element of the veil is lessened and we no longer have to sit on the ground. A person's kinos extend beyond chatzos. A person's kinos should be said while being seated on the ground because of the element of the morning, which is connected to the idea of saying kinos. If kinos would extend after chatzos, so once the kinos are finished and we're saying ashrei from the end of davening, that can be said seated on a regular bench. Person's traveling in a car, he's allowed to be makel to sit on a regular seat. The person's allowed to sit on a small little bench. If it's less than 3 tefachim off of the ground, because we find in some areas that 3 tefachim off the less than 3 tefachim off the ground is considered like you're on the ground. We measure that by it'll be a little bit less than 12 inches. So something, the height of the item that you're seated on is less than 12 inches, that's permitted. The Shari Tshuva says a person should not sit directly on the ground, but he brings it. There's an opinion which says you don't have to be machber. So what, the chachila person should have something between them and the ground. And b'di'evad is not a problem. Could be the carpeted floor might count for this purpose, but the simple understanding is that it would not count for this purpose. There should be something between you and the floor. Question comes up is, do we need to, what point in time do we start being seated on the ground? Is it from Shkia when the sun sets, or is it from Sesek HaChomim when it's definitely nighttime, or some point in between? So Rabbi Yasha was quoted. Rabbi Yasha said that you do not need to be seated lower down during the period of Ben Hashmoshes after Shkia until Tzeis, because it's only a minig, and therefore something which would be a suffix in the chi of minig, we're not mochiv to machbernan. That being said, a real sinner says the same sock, but he says once you reach a half an hour after Shkia, which according to some opinions already is Sesek Kachovim, at that point and onwards, it would be appropriate that a person should not be seated on a regular seat. He should be sitting lower down. Okay, let's move to some of the halachas of Siddur Mamsekes. So halacha is, you can't have, Siddur Mamsekes is the meal that you have right before Tisha B'Av. Our minig is to, many people's minig is to eat a meal, bench, go, and daven mincha, so there's some clear interruption between that meal, and come back and wash again and eat the Siddur Mamsekes. Siddur Mamsekes, you're not allowed to have two cooked items in the Siddur Mamsekes. So we have one cooked item, which is the cooked egg. The Shulchan Aruch says a person should drink just water. The Shulchan Aruch also says, by the way, the Ramos says that the minig is to dip the bread in the ashes. Many people put the ashes on the egg. The lashon of the Ramah is you dip the bread in the ashes. Mishnah Berurah says, and you then say, you proclaim, and this is the Suda, as it were, of Tisha B'Av. Suda's Tisha B'Av. It's eaten while a person is seated low. You're allowed to maintain yourself within 3 tefachim of the ground. After you finish eating the Suda's Mamsekes, as long as it's not already nighttime, a person's allowed to be seated in a regular chair. It doesn't continue from Siddur Mamsekes and onwards. A person is allowed to eat after the Siddur Mamsekes. It is preferable to actually verbalize that, that when you, before you bench, that you're not being the kabbal, the tainus, until later on. All of the lochas of the tainus start from Eidus Mashis, the Sarachila and Shtia, Rechitza, wearing shoes, etc. All of them start from Shkia, which this year in Erev Tisha B'Av is at 8:20, with the exception of the lacha of sitting low, which we discussed before. When people are eating the Sotah Masekah, they should not eat in groups to remove the need for zimun. And the person should be aware when a person eats the earlier meal to leave room, it should not be a chilagasa. There is a minig by Sotah Masekah. There is a minig to limit the amount that you drink during the Sotah Masekah. And the Mishnah says it really depends on what the person's physical needs are. We should be zeichel that. These halachas should no longer be relevant. The Beis Hamikdash should be returned to Klal Yisrael. We should go up to Tzion Berino, and we will then be zoicha not to have to learn Hilchos Tisha B'Av, because Tisha B'Av will be a day of Simcha and Sos and Bezos Hashem. Have a good day.